plastic.
Solidarity Realty Studio on State Street in Madison, part of the Civic Media Network. Welcome to Outside the Pizza Box. And I am Pizza Box Mike. That's nice guy Nate, my producer. And you might be tuned into Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. By the way, the studio line here is 844-967-2789. Any breaking news, give me a call. Or if you just want to talk about any of the things I'm going to talk about. But tonight, you got to start out with the Republican circus and the clowns that they parade. Because can you believe they were in Wisconsin? And, I mean, there's always clowns in Wisconsin in our legislature right here in the state, too. And we'll talk about some of those guys. Because we got to start fighting back. Right? They're coming after us. So we got to go after them. And what I mean by that is we have to expose them. We have to make them eat everything that they spew. Because it's just so funny to watch them talking. They're all weaponizing against us. Using the government. Weaponizing the government. No, we haven't seen you guys do any of that. We'll get to that. But, I mean, so they're in Milwaukee. And, we're so fortunate that they're coming back for their... Why they pick Milwaukee? Seriously. Why would they have That's the national convention they're having here? Oh, that just makes me sick. And it's going to make a lot of other people sick, too, because they're going to leave the bars open till 4 a.m. because on Wisconsin, right? You know, alcohol for the people, baby. It's just embarrassing, man. Really bad. But if you wasted your time, and I'm sorry if you did, watching these guys in what some people would call a debate, what I call monkeys flinging poo, fourth graders playing tag on the playground, except fourth graders would play. No, these guys are awful. I'm just watching them on the snippets, see? Because you don't, you know, oh boy, big news, right? It'll be on the news at the top of the hour, every hour, and the bottom of the hour, every hour, for how many days? 2-3 days, you think? They play through all that stuff, and you get all the pundits and all the experts. Really love those former Republican experts, because they've got credibility. No, they don't. So when I hear people saying, well, it was really nice to see Nikki Haley stand up to that. What was it? Vivek Ramaswamy? Ramaswamy. I liked him a lot better in the movie Venom.
Where is Venom?
Every time I see the guy, I'm like, oh, that's the bad guy from Venom. He's got one up his ass, too. And it was just, that guy won the debate. Huh? Really? Okay, well, some of the things that you had to notice, the things like, well, how many of you guys up there believe in climate change is caused by humans, you know, and they all kind of look at each other stupid. Nobody raises their hand and Vivek goes, it's a hoax. And the crowd cheers. These people are deadly. Okay. And I know it seems like there's a lot of them, but there's not as many of them as us. I guarantee it. We're just nicer. Or we have more people that just don't give a damn because they don't have to. So these people are out there with nobody pushing back except for guys like me on Facebook. And the wars on Facebook are heating up, okay? And they're heating up within, like, the parties, too, you know, because I always get into it with, like, these what they call moderate Democrats, what I call, you know, corporate Democrats, because they're, you know, they're not racist or in any way, shape, or form, but the money they make is made directly off of businesses and policies that are racist, right? My whole life, I could never keep a job like that. I'm making money. And then you go to a function, company function, and geez, all these guys are Republicans, man. They're clubbing, they're golfing, they're mocking other people. They're drinking, they're dancing, they're partying. And I just couldn't last long. Now, I know they look at a guy like me, and I always get these guys going, hey, man, you need a couple bucks, get a haircut or anything. And I'm like, dude, my cancer check's good enough, but thanks, you know. And that doesn't even stop them, right? They got to try and make fun of my physical, whatever, ineptitudes. And I'm like, well, you're the one that's got no pictures on Facebook, man. You're like ugly on the inside, man. That's even worse. And you just got to keep feeding it back to them. Finally, most of them stop. But you know that you really got them when all they can do is do the laugh emoji for their responses and all caps and everything else. It's like there's a disease out there. When you see people starting using all caps, and boy, did Donald Trump use a lot of them again. To like cozy up to death threats and get the maggots, you know, to hatch and attack. Anyway, so watching this thing and then it gets to the point where they're all, you know, did Pence do the right thing? And everybody's like, oh yes, you know, he did the right thing. And then Clan DeSantis is over there going, we've already talked about this. And I'm like, these guys aren't talking about anything. They're not talking about anything important. Nothing. God, abortion, things that they've taken those choices away from women. So, you know, keep running with that, right? Because that's been working. Oh, man, we got a caller. I'm going to L.A. Tom. Hey, thanks for calling, man.
What's up, Mike?
You know, it's good to be in Wisconsin, Tom, because, you know, everything's happening here again. It started here in 2011, and it's back here in 2024. And I was happy to hear there were protesters there, but I got plans for this year, Tom. I really do. I'm getting excited.
Good, man.
Yeah.
I'm glad. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. We need to get money out of politics. It's the cancer that runs through every single thing that there is. And you know what? I'm proud to be a FDR Democrat, and I wish that we should ask more Democrats if they are FDR Democrats, because that's where... You know, we had the WPA system, we had the soil conservation system, we had all these different things. And to me, if a person can't say that they're a proud FDR Democrat, then to me, they're just corporate dumps. That's just the bottom line. I don't even want to hear the name, you know, of the orange one that everyone speaks about. I'm so sick of our corporate media. I'm so sick of our ABC, CBS at the top of the news hour crap. Everything
and the bottom of the hour. Don't forget the bottom of the hour in case you were missing. Here we go.
Everything is Republican, Republican, Republican. No wonder why the people don't think Democrats even exist.
Yeah,
I mean, it is unbelievable to me. But the thing is, I find amazing is that, you know, the Republicans, when they have a food fight, because these are not debates, when they have a, like you said, a bunch of monkeys throwing crap at each other, you know, it's the questions that they get are all set up as well. There's no questions about the minimum wage to those guys. There's no questions about, you know, health care. There's no questions about your mortgage and how people are going to pay their mortgage. It's like, it's all a setup game because the questions are usually about the social issues. And it's like, it's all set up ahead of time. And if you have a Democratic debate, And those questions are kind of set up ahead of time as well, which are more about domestic policy and more about we the people and all that kind of stuff. But even that, it's usually soft glove, you know, soft ball type of, you know, pitches to even the Dems. Because it's
oh, the corporate,
I can't
Tom,
watch any of these things
Tom,
anymore.
The corporate Dems are my worst enemy, right? You know, and Citizens United made free speech really expensive, but talk is still cheap.
Yep.
Isn't that nice? Talk is still cheap. These clowns have stopped every opportunity we the people have had to advance our movement. And you know what I'm talking about? It was twice on Bernie, and I'm never going to pull back from that. That's like one of the biggest mistakes in American history, okay? And that was all led by the Democrats, you know, the big machine at the top. All these guys that want to continue to play military games.
The only problem I had with Bernie was the fact that I think he should have said, you know what? I am here to fulfill the promises of FDR. I am here to finish what was started. And that's why we're going with Medicare for all. That's why we're getting money out of politics. That's why we're giving child care for all. That's why we're doing these different things. And it's not that it's free, college tuition for all. Not that it's free. It's just that those are the priorities that we as the American people want for our fellow Americans. And whether you're a Dem or a Republican voter, you should be looking at that and saying, yeah, you know what? I think that we should, instead of taking our money and giving it to the military industrial complex, that we should take this money and actually put it towards the people that pay the taxes. That would be a nice little change up of things.
Well, it'd be kind of cool to
taxes, so that would be the people.
It'd be cool to use that military money to help nations build their infrastructure and make peace with other nations.
100%.
Yeah, man.
100%. That would make people like us.
Yeah, it would. Yes, it would.
That basically go up like a fireworks, and then they don't even they blow up. That's it.
Thanks for calling, Tom.
People, family members.
Yeah, man.
Thanks, brother.
Do it again next week, and we're going to be heading to a break pretty soon. But it's like, we're not well represented, man. Getting tired of this nonsense. When you got a Joe Manchin that can just stop all progress for environmental issues and, oh, yes, you know, that wage differential. We'll be back, man. Gonna take a walk. Walked outdoors. 83 degrees. 94 degrees with the humidity. At 1 in the morning. Man, that's like only the maybe third or fourth time in my life in Wisconsin that the temperature didn't drop below 80 at night. And it's cooking, man. That was bad. Those 2 days. The worst. And speaking of things that are getting better, let's go to Joanne in Madison.
Hey, great show as usual. I have to admit, I listened to the debate, and I was doing it with a cause because I'm interested in education, of course, and they waited till the very ending to discuss education, and the big push for the Republicans is to
end
get
public.
Rid of teachers, get rid of teacher unions.
Yep. Yeah, I know. It's awful. I mean, first, you know, it was the climate change thing. Then it was, well, what if Trump's indicted? Geez, ass kissers all raise their hands except for the guy that has the name that sounds like ass, Asa.
It's unbelievable. But, you know, to get rid of teachers and the teacher unions right now, it's like if your plane's going down, it's like, let's kill a pilot. You know, that's going to do a lot of good.
No doubt. Well, they want, this is what they did in Nazi Germany, right down the line, man. I mean, right down to this, you know, hey, how about that Senator Tomczyk, right? To use a homophobic slur is awful. T to use it on a teenager, a 13-year-old, I guess it was, and then go after the paper that correctly reported it is just like what happened in Kansas. You know, the police raiding the guy's place because, well, he's investigating us, you know, because we're pretty tight with that lady that's been driving around town 14 years without a license with her restaurant that we all get to go to, us good old boys, kick up and have a few free ones, right?
Exactly.
This nation is sick.
And what can we do if we protest? Again, it takes up time. I know a lot of the teachers I talk to, I say, well, why can't we just go protest? And they say they don't have time because they want to spend that extra time with students, helping students, grading papers, giving support, their own higher education, you know, getting retrained. We all have to be retrained because of this ChatGPT. There's a number at Whitewater. There's a number of classes right now that we have to take because we need to deal with these new AI programs that some students unfortunately will be using for cheating, and others will be using for good reasons, which is great. We can work with them on that, but we need to be retrained. And so, where do we get the time to protest? We're underwater as it is. So, thank you so much for doing the protesting for us. And for doing so much to enlighten us. This is the greatest show on the air.
Hey, I appreciate that. And here's what people can do. If you don't have a lot of time, I can give you Corey Tomczyk, Senator Corey Tomczyk, Republican, 29th District. And his phone number, his office number is 608-266-2502. His office is located at 310 South in the Capitol. And anytime you have a chance to go by that office or to call and tell him to resign shamefully for using a homophobic slur on a teenager. And we just keep doing that to everybody that says anything. Oh, like, what was it, Paul Spittle Tittle, you know, that unemployment is free. It's not a free check. It's paid for, man. And anybody that gets a free check, it's somebody serving as a Republican in the assembly. It's just, I'm sick of these guys. Thanks, Joanne. So, yeah, let's give his number out, too. Here, Paul Spittle. Let's see. Tittle it is. Sorry about that. T-I-T-T-L. And his 218 North phone number there is 608-266-9125. Talk to their staff people. Tell them that you're just disgusted by this and humiliated the entire state and embarrassed us all, and they should go back to the rock they came from under. Yeah? That's how it works. I don't know. I've been doing it for about 12 years, and it worked pretty good for me. And, you know, people like to push back on me, and then I take another bite out of them, and it's usually over. Right? Because the truth usually wins out, you guys. And you can protest without... Look, first of all, if they tell you to be respectful, respect is earned. And you know, disrespect is also earned and should be recognized. Just like when you do a good job. The problem is, not enough of us are using our voices. Are we the people voices? That Tom is always talking about. And that's all it is. It's not like you don't have to do it all the time, but I am about to step things up, by the way. And I'm starting to talk to people that, are strategists and people that know politics quite a bit about the strategies we should put in next year. And so I should be talking to some of the people that within the Democratic organization in Wisconsin about what we should do this year, this upcoming year. Yeah, going into the fall, planning out next year, 2024 election. We got to talk about Robin Voss trying to impeach a Supreme Court justice, saying that she should recuse herself because she supports redistricting fair maps. And I'm like, yeah, because there's no politics with the Republicans, right? Jim Jordan, nothing you do is politically motivated. All of you guys are doing that. Let's see. We got a hard break coming up, and then we'll be back, man. Summer nights are, no, they're not really almost over yet. Okay. Well into September, I'm guessing. But let's see, since from July 22nd through August 22nd, 8,500 record high temperatures were broken. 8,500. Since last Friday, 350 wildfires broke out in Greece. And let's see, Portugal's ablaze, fires in Louisiana, in the United States, 127 million under excessive heat, and we felt it finally. First time, you know, that I really was pushed out of my comfort zone. And speaking about pushing people out of their comfort zone, Mark in the sack, what do you think we should start doing to get Robin Voss a little more uncomfortable?
Well, I'd say protesting all the time. I mean, that people demonstrating at the Capitol if they have the time. I mean, that and you know, calling him out for his support of the fake electors and more than likely help arrange for the fake electors. I mean, that I saw now that Ron Johnson is saying, well, it's okay. You know, it was just political speed, political activity that the fake electors going on. And I go, and I call it on that, and I call BS on that because it is just. It's clear for the Constitution that we the electorate, you know, so I use the term electors in the Constitution, so it gets a little confusing unless you have an ounce of brains in your head. But what it means is we the voters are the ones who select the electors, that select the president and vice president, as well as select the people we elect. I mean, in terms of the legislature, it's not the job of a senator or the chosen or the select corrupt few. They decide, well, we're going to try to see if we can overturn this election just in case we get an opportunity to overturn the election. That's what we're going to do. If we get support from the vice president to break his constitutional oath, you know, that we can do this stuff. There's no provision in the Constitution that provides for alternative slates of electors. There was no question at all who won the state of Wisconsin by some 20,000 votes in 2020, as did Donald Trump, win by some 20,000 votes in 2016. There was no substantial fraud in either election that would affect the outcome of that election. So Ron Johnson is just full of crap when he tries to maintain this kind of thing. And that Josh Call needs to get off the stick and actually charge the man because he participated in a nationwide conspiracy. It's not for naught that it was called the Wisconsin Plan, because Wisconsin was pure and simple at the core of this of the treasonous activity. And that Ron Johnson needs to be confronted with that, as anybody who was participating in that or had foreknowledge that thing that was going on. I mean, that it is the violation of their oath of office. I mean, all these guys hypocritically all call upon God when they take their oath of office. I might point out that under So Help Me God is not in the printed, at least in the U.S. Constitution for the presidential, So Help Me God is not referred to in the Constitution, because they probably felt that you should be going on taking your oath under your own auspices, under your own honor, not drag God into, you know, making sure that you're going to promise your oath. You should keep that oath because you're being honorable, not because your thing is calling God required of you, because you should require it of yourself.
Well, Mark, I say thanks. Look, they need the wrath of God brought down on these guys. And hopefully there is something like that in the next. But Ron climate change is good for Wisconsin. Johnson has got to go, folks. We're not going to let him get through another term. And so we as the people will have to organize next year to time and launch a recall on several of these fascist bastards. They are neo-Nazis, okay? You go to the Capitol on January 6th, Derek Van Orden, and then you scream and holler and swear at some aides that are there on the floor taking pictures of the rotunda like they do at every Capitol, like the Republican aides do here and Democratic aides do here and visitors and everybody. That's part of the deal. But, you know, it could be easily explained because of all the booze bottles you had on your shelf that you would explain away as, well, you know, I'm just, you know, having good times with constituents. He's a loser, man. He's a traitor. And he's dangerous, man. He's a Nazi, right? And Fitzgerald as well. I mean, these are bad people. And it makes you wonder how, even in Robin Voss's district, the four-time cheater, remarrying clown that uses women's prison labor for, you know, to his advantage. He doesn't shut down at COVID, but he takes, you know, $297,000 and then gets it forgiven. And then, of course, works on every single bill that he can to harm the working people in Wisconsin. And people vote for that. Jesus Christ. Whew. I got to go to Mary in Wauwatosa.
Hey, Pizza Box, really appreciate your invaluable shares every week. We've seen a ton of time and resources fighting Trump's interference with the 2020 election. This morning I heard, I think it was on the Stephanie Miller show, an attorney who gave a heads up that we may be dealing with a 24 contested election based on the legalities that are going on right now. So that's alarming to think about that this might continue.
Well, look, the whole game for them is just to just keep extending it out, and that's what Trump plans to do. Okay,
yeah.
You know, I'll think about it in 2026, mm-hmm. because then, mm-hmm. by then, yes, they can steal an election. He can become president.
Yeah.
He can pardon
mm-hmm.
everything that he and his clowns have done. And that's why probably most of these guys won't roll on him. Because I think Manafort's the only one that he didn't, you know, pardon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was probably because Putin told him, if you let him out, man, I'm letting the video go. Because
mm-hmm.
he ripped off oligarchs, you know. he didn't get the job done. I'm just tired of this nonsense. And so they are going to have emergency session where they'll probably try to gavel in and gavel out. But Evers has rightfully called one, and we the people should be there on that day. Or those days that it's going on. So I'll be keeping track of that.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Yes. Anybody that has a senator that says climate change is good, but maybe not so good for Africa, but who cares, you know, because we don't care about them, right? That guy shouldn't be in office. Come on, man. Are you guys that stupid that you're going to... throw away the future of your children and grandchildren on this ridiculous ideology that's like, I mean, when I'm on Facebook watching these people making comments, and lots of times they're just straight up attacks, but it's like, there's no rationale behind this. There's no logic behind it. I mean, I know, I've experienced what it's like to deal with people that have mental illness issues. And these guys are beyond anything I've ever seen. Truthfully. So everybody's going after everybody, right? You got Jim Jordan going after the prosecutor in Atlanta. You know, again, because it's political. No, Jim Jordan is doing the politicizing. Jim Jordan is the one doing the weaponizing, right? By the way, you know he wore his ass chaps next to that doctor in Ohio State that was abusing everybody, right? And he decided to cover up for everybody. Maybe he liked it. Maybe he snapped his jockstrap for him or something. I don't know. But there's another guy. Why would you vote for that guy when you know all this stuff about him? You like a mean, bent nose, angry white guy that, you know, he's just, and he doesn't believe anything that he's saying. He's just, I mean, these guys think they're actors, right? But what they are is just rotten characters. And there are so many of them in office that I got to be honest, I think it's already a done deal here. Studio line is 844-967-2789. What else is going on in Wisconsin? Huh? I know that there were a couple things. Oh, yes, the factory farms that don't want to have to apply for their pollution permits. They just want to dump their, and they've had like several spills. These are two of the biggest ones. And by the way, if you don't know what a factory farm or a CAFO is, it's high capacity, right? Milking 700 or more cows, hundreds of goats stacked on top of each other a couple times a day. And they just want to be able to pollute, but they've spilled like 26,000 gallons of manure spills. And what they do when they get these permits and they have to get them within 90 days of starting their operation or whatever, something like that. And then it lasts for 5 years and then you have to re-up it. Because if you do have a spill, then you report it and then they're responsible for cleaning it up. They don't want to be responsible for cleaning it up. They don't even care. Let's go to Rico in Rock County. Let's go, Rico. Let's go, Rico.
Hey, I'm getting tired of Terry Hill and hearing that.
I got to get one of the flags, man. I need the flag. I think it's awesome.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, I just love everything all you guys do there and what you're talking about here on Civic Media. But I got to run with what Tom from L.A. always says. You know, there is so much power in we the people. People don't even realize this. And I understand the protests and the writing in and all that, but we understand this. See, folks like you and I, we understand this. And, you know, it take words from their own mouth, from the Republicans' own mouth, these rotten people you're talking about, take these words from their mouth. When we, the people, show up, they lose, right? Every time they lose. And I just don't know, going forward here in this next year, you know what, folks? Reach out, start talking to the hardworking, honest people that are here in Wisconsin. Don't bother with the CJs. Don't even bother with them guys. But there's a lot of disengaged. Look at that last election with Protase, which, yeah, a lot of people showed up, right? But there's a lot of disengaged people. Let's get them registered, talk to them, get them to the polls, and get them to function, because we can just, the power that we have, even with the money in politics, if we just show up, and I know most people listening to this radio station are going to show up, but everybody listening right now, just talk to one or two people. And we will blow them away. We'll blow them away. And that's all I got to say, Mike. I kept it FCC compliant this time.
Attaboy. Thanks, Rico. I got plans too, Rico. And, you know, the protests, well, they don't always work when you're doing it at the Capitol or whatever, because they're not always there. But when you know that they're going to be, having a function, say, at a restaurant or some other event that they're holding, or you know where they live and you're going to peacefully and legally protest outside their home with signs, you know, off the on the sidewalks and stuff. And you inform the police before you get there that you're going to do it. And there's nothing they can do about it. Now, generally it only takes about an hour or two of that kind of action to totally humiliate that. And I think that it's time to do the Robin Voss state humiliation tour. And some of the others as well. Besides, it's a lot of fun. And, I mean, what better way to give back to the state that we love? And that is to take that sucker back, man. We only got one segment left. And then it's another day.
cause I know we're all the same. Oh yes, we all seek out to satisfy those thrills. You know there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. We got bills to pay, we got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know we can't slow down, we can't hold back. Though you know we wish we could. I know there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good.
No, we're never gonna survive.
To get a little crazy. It works, man. Crazy works on everybody. Look at that guy out there on the street doing his crazy dance. Nobody bothering him. It's like a shield around him. That's what I feel when I go do this stuff. You get a, your heart starts pumping. You're like, oh, I can't wait to see these guys. And they can't wait to see me. Last chance to call in, 844-967-2789. And don't forget, Jeff's Guitar Clinic in Stoughton. Go to jeffsguitar.com. He's got all your guitar's needs, whether it's sick, just needs a tune-up, needs a string. He's got brand new handmade guitars, reasonably priced. He gives lessons, and best of all, gift certificates all year round. How's that? You want to check it out, right, Nate? You got anything to say tonight, Nate? You've been pretty quiet.
I have been pretty quiet.
Yeah.
It's been a long day.
It's been a long week.
It's been a long week.
All you people that had to go somewhere to your jobs and things the last 2 days, I'm going to tell you, I went outside a couple times. You know, go outside. It's like 115 with the heat index. Go back into the house at 75, and I'm grabbing a damn blanket. Seriously.
The first time I stepped outside on Tuesday, it was terrible. I hated it.
And the worst of it's over for us, I think. And hopefully it's starting to clear off for the rest of the country and the rest of the world. But I don't think so. I mean, people are not paying attention. So if trees are the answer to a healthy environment and clean air, people, we are in serious trouble. Everywhere these fires are going, I mean, we're losing just millions and millions, billions of trees. So I've got to believe that the air quality and the temperatures are going to continue to get worse and to keep on rising. And what are these guys doing? They're not even trying to become the candidate for the Republicans. They're just looking for attention because Donnie's going to win already. And what a sick country we are. But you know, it's the rest of the world too. You know, Russia can't overthrow Putin. No, nobody can. Nobody can overthrow their dictator once they've dug in. And, you know, they cut all access. Their Department of Justice is the Gestapo. Yes, that's what we're headed for. This is fascism. This is what happens when you don't pay attention. And when you start blaming other people that are innocent of why we have all these problems. Poor people aren't the problem. Brown people aren't the problem. Meanwhile, you got people coming from all different parts of the world, coming to this land, great land of opportunity, and they're sleeping on sidewalks in the heat. And these guys are whining about gender issues. Climate change is a hoax. Oh, the Democrats are weaponizing the government against us. Oh, Jesus Christ. And people are buying it. I just don't know how people got that stupid. Because, you know, I've never claimed to be the smartest guy. Kind of a wise guy. Wisdom counts, okay? But it's usually acquired through repeatedly making mistakes, okay? That's how you acquire wisdom. And if you don't acquire wisdom, then you're probably going to end up like these clowns. Where just the world isn't real to them or something. It's like watching an animated sci-fi something. I don't know what it is. But if we don't do something about it pretty soon, oh, I think it's too late. Oh, yeah. When all these guys say they'll support Trump, even though he's not fit to serve, right? Can't say that Trump on some of the co-defendants. I don't even know some of these people. I might have met him somewhere. Classic. How many times have you heard that guy say that about somebody that's going down and he doesn't know who they are? Oh, well, I'm sure I probably shook hands with them or something. But it was nice to see that the professional golfers, while it was hot out, could put their arms like into this glove that would cool their whole bodies. Isn't it nice how rich people live? Climate change is no problem. I'll just put my hand in one of these gloves and go golfing. Jeez. Oh, well. You know, and Trump's gangster pose, you think that wasn't a... I mean, these guys are... Some of them are smiling. That one dude from Georgia, though. He looked like Porky Pig or something, man. Nice jowls, dude. They're going to enjoy you in prison. These guys probably won't even come close to getting what they deserve. But maybe we the people can get what we deserve, which is a fair and safe election process. But I don't think that's going to happen this time. I think that might happen somewhere down the road. Robin Voss going after a newly voted in judge, right? Was like kicked their guy's ass, who is against women choosing what they do with their bodies. Well, he should recuse himself then, shouldn't he? I mean, he opened his mouth on a subject. Robin Voss is a joke, and I'm going to enjoy antagonizing his ass because it's been a while. And I'll bring people with me this time, Robin. We'll learn these guys how to follow you around and annoy you like little gnats and mosquitoes and stuff. And it does annoy him. Trust me. He really doesn't like when people interrupt his day with his friends or his staff or some of the other legislators. You know, when they get done, these guys go into like lobbyist jobs, right? And they actually make more money after they've legislated to destroy the state of Wisconsin than the people that are benefiting the most off us, especially like out-of-state attorneys and stuff, right? The payback, man. You get to work for us. We'll pay $150,000, man. All you got to do is get these bills passed. That's what Jeff Fitzgerald did. That's what they all do, right? And then their daddy steps down. And then Devin LeMahieu steps up, takes over for his daddy, right? Head of the Senate. Nepotism and nationalism. White nationalism, man. Fastest hour in radio. Outside the Pizza Box, yeah. Every Friday night, 7 to 8 p.m. Right here on Civic Media Network. Mad Radio, 92.7, 1580 a.m. Downtown Madison, man. Solidarity Realty Studio. Did I say that? All right, cool. We don't want to leave that out. Until next week. So long. Not dead yet.